Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. I am your presenter, Angelo Allen, and the headlines: Public Works Corporation faces restructuring. Former St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister threatens legal action for Facebook comments. And a mother and a baby from the UK among victims in German Wings, a devastating plane crash. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolf Summers Enterprise and First Domestic. The details coming up next.
Rudolf Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolf Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolf Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolf Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolf Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolf Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
There are certain distinguishing features and services which make an outstanding company maintain steady growth with its customers. One of those features include always thinking of services that will give solid and seamless protection to your client's assets. At First Domestic, we are proud to be first in the industry to provide a wide variety of customer-friendly, driver-friendly, business and investment-friendly, in fact, people-friendly insurance coverage. Packages that help soften and reduce your insurance expenses. At First Domestic Insurance Company, you always come first. That's why we are the first to offer accident forgiveness. Get into an accident less than $2,000. You don't lose your no-claim bonus. No excess on your claims. Act of God or nature. Let's say a tree falls on your vehicle. You are covered. Excess reduction. Vehicle glass coverage for bus drivers. And now, pay-as-you-go insurance coverage for 3 months or 6 months if things get tight. Giving you multiple cushions of firm protection for all things insurable. Always expect more from First Domestic. Our stability is your security.
In the news, Public Works Minister Ian Pinard has announced that a restructuring process will soon take place at the Public Works Corporation. Pinard says the process will address areas from staffing to economics in order to make the PWC a sustainable company. He says the restructuring plan has been discussed by his ministry and the board of directors of the PWC will soon be brought before cabinet for approval.
In length, the ministry and the board and management, we've decided what we want to do and the plan we want to take forward. And the plan now is to take it to the government and to get approval for it. That's been discussed by the Ministry of Public Works and the board of directors of the Public Works Corporation. So right now we're going to take it to the government, to the cabinet, in terms of approval. Well, the whole plan is restructuring of the corporation. The restructuring is everything from staffing to the economics in terms of having Public Works Corporation a sustainable company. And in order to do that, we have to look at the overall management, the overall establishment in terms of restructuring and the plan. And that's what the plan is and is looking at. So we're hoping to have an answer very soon.
As World Autism Awareness Day approaches, the Rotary Club of Dominica says it has planned an entire week of activities to raise the awareness of autism, particularly in Dominica. Autism is a lifelong developmental disability that affects how a person communicates with and or relates to other people. It also affects how they make sense of the world around them. World Autism Awareness Day will run from March 27th to April 2nd, 2015. World Autism Awareness Day will be observed on Thursday, April 2nd. According to President of the Rotary Club of Dominica, Marie-José Edwards, the underlying objective for these activities is to educate the public on autism, the signs, early detection and to highlight the alarming rate at which autism is becoming more prevalent in the Dominican society.
So in fact, we do have a number of activities starting on Saturday, the 28th, where we are going to plan an afternoon of fun with children who are autistic and their parents. So it's really going to be a day of fun where we get together and we try to get the children into an area where they can interact and have fun in terms of having, you know, we're going to have a bouncy castle, face painting, you know, nursery rhyme corners and that type of thing. And we also felt there was a need to actually promote and to the whole, you know, autism and to make people aware of what it is about and what is required to assist, you know, the whole program of trying to deal with autism. So in fact, we are working with other organizations and we are going to have a number of programs. I think on Kyrie FM, Tuesday, March 31st, we are going to have a discussion with Kamala on World Autism Day, which is April 2nd. We are going to have a panel discussion on the DBS Radio Talking Point, which is hosted by Shermaine Green, and we are going to have Dr. Rhonda McIntyre and autistic parents who have autistic children.
Edward says the Rotary Club is concerned about the high number of autistic cases in Dominica.
Again, just to bring an awareness of what autism is about and that Dominica has quite a number of autistic children. So it's really part of the Rotary Club's, you know, we are just trying to fill in that gap and to be able to do something in terms of autism. I'm almost sure that some work has been done on it, and most likely on our panel discussion, the professional person, maybe Dr. McIntyre, might be able to give some more information on that. But I know that some work has been done on that, but I do not have the figures on that.
In other news, members of the Dominica State College Journalism Club held a forum to discuss the acceptable standards of attire currently being presented by Dominican women under the theme Considerations of Women's Attire. PRO of the DSC Journalism Club, that's Leworth Bannis, says the purpose of the forum was part of an effort to sensitize the college and the general population about what is considered acceptable for women's attire and looking at the history of women's clothing as compared to now. Bannis says the panel members included singer Michael Henderson, Pastor Randy Rodney, representing the Christian community, and a representative of the Muslim community.
Well, we had Michael Henderson, we had Idris Ahiwa representing the Muslim community, and Pastor Randy Rodney representing the Christian community. Well, we had Mr. Edgar Hunter, who is the director of Slave Services at the college as well. Well, we had quite a few students and the members of administration and staff at the State College present there to really hear on the issues. So then the speakers present are really trying to educate the students and the general audience as to their views on what may or may not be appropriate in terms of women's attire today. I would say it was well attended. We had quite a number of students taking the time out to come and take part, you know, to listen and to learn, and also to ask questions and get answers to them. Well, there was a concern among people as to the way that women dress nowadays. I mean, then you have views that sometimes women don't dress appropriately. The speaker representing the Muslim community was more of the view that women should dress more appropriately. But the students are more open-minded, and a lot of them do not have a problem with the way women dress. I mean, to them, it is a form of expression, and then to deny people the right to be able to dress what they feel like is like trying to silence their freedom of speech and their right to expression. So that is the view that both of the students share on this subject.
As the struggle for gender equality continues, President of the Dominican National Council of Women, Vanya David, is encouraging responsible media reporting on gender-based violence matters. In an interview with Q95, David expressed appreciation to the various media outlets who work to share information with the public as it relates to GBV. However, she raises concern that the real message of GBV and the broader struggle for gender equality is sometimes lost. David says it is crucial that the media get reports on GBV right in a way that does not trivialize or sensationalize the issue. In addition, she appeals to media practitioners to be careful and with their choice of language when reporting on GBV and to always avoid portraying the victims of GBV in a way that perpetrates a stereotypical incidence or inadvertently implies the victim is to blame by focusing expressively on the victim's behavior.
And based on the story, and if one would have to do gender-based violence, sometimes the way it is carried out doesn't always, you know, fit well with advocates like us. So all that we need to talk about. The way the topic would come up, it have to do with, for example, a man that drunk his wife. The other one would be, for example, somebody on trial for raping a schoolgirl, you know? Mm-hmm. But the way the story would come up, people would not really see or get the message of where the gender-based violence come from. They would just know that something occurred, whatever, or you might end up hearing not just the way the story come out, the feedback you would get. People would say, oh, but she was this and she was that, or the man was tired, or the man was so much of a nice person. Mm-hmm. We accept too much of that instead of just accepting the case for what it is.
100 days later, 100 questions. 100 days later, and 100 questions are being asked in 100 ways. But in short, how has the new Skerrit lead government administration performed in its first 100 days in office? No longer blessed with a weak opposition, the Skerrit administration is challenged to deliver on its election promises. 100 days later, the man now responsible for trade, energy and employment, Ian Douglas, says it ought not to be about the first 100 days, as it is not a new government, given that the party has been in power for 14 years now. As far as Douglas is concerned, it's a continuation of the government. Douglas argues that the jury ought to remain out until the end of the fiscal year before delivering a verdict on the administration's performance. Others see things differently. Opponents of the DLP government insist that it has already reneged on its premises, claiming that even the so-called election bribes have not been fully delivered. One of the widely debated examples is that of tablet computers, which the Prime Minister promised would be given to students come January 2015. This remains a bitter pill, and Education Minister Peter Sergent is now saying that secondary and college students will receive the tablets sometime during the course of 2015. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Martin looks beyond the campaign and manifesto promises to what he describes as the shameful trust of 5 more years. As far as Mate is concerned, the first 100 days have been nothing but a tragedy, ranging from decays in the judicial system to septicity of the church. Mate comments that in the first 100 days of the next 5 years, you have seen the continued abuse of the judicial system by the officers of the court, pointing to the absence of an invitation to the former Chief Justice of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, Sir Brian Alleen, to attend the ceremony marking Dominica's accession to the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ. Former St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Denzel Douglas is threatening legal action against at least 2 people for comments they made in social media. Former St. Kitts and Nevis Minister Prime Minister Denzel Douglas, his lawyers have written to the individuals demanding from each an apology, retracting what they said. or $300,000 in damages and $30,000 in legal expenses. The letter accused Jermaine Lake, the brother-in-law of Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris, of making a scandalous, totally false and defamatory Facebook posting. The letter describes Lake as a public and outspoken supporter of the current administration and references his relationship to the Prime Minister. The post on March 11th related to comments pertaining to reports that the former Prime Minister had received a visit from U.S. officials in January regarding the revocation of his U.S. diplomatic visa. Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says it is likely that some Britons died in the German Wings plane crash that killed 150 people in the French Alps. A woman believed to be living in the northwest of England and her baby, her son, are said to be among those on board. There were no survivors from the 144 passengers, including 16 school children and two teachers and six crew members on the plane that crashed near Digne. This is a tragic incident for those involved and their families. I send my deepest condolences to those who have lost families or friends, Mr. Hammond said. I don't want to speculate on numbers of British nationals involved until we have completed our checks on all the passenger information. However, based on the information available to us, it is sadly likely that there were some British nationals on board that flight. OPEC and lower global oil prices have delivered a 1-2 punch to the drillers in North Dakota and Texas, who brought the U.S. one of the biggest oil booms in the history of the global oil industry. Now, they're fighting back. Companies are leaning on new techniques and technology to get more oil out of every well they drill and furiously cutting costs in an effort to keep U.S. oil competitive with much lower cost oil flowing out of the Middle East, Russia, and elsewhere. Everybody gets a little more imaginative because they need to, says Hans Christian Freitag, vice president of technology for the drilling services company Baker Hughes. Spurred by rising global oil prices, U.S. drillers learned to tap crude trapped in shale starting in the middle of last decade and brought about a surprising boom that made the U.S. the biggest oil and gas producer in the world. The increase alone in daily U.S. production since 2008, nearly 4.5 million barrels per day. It is more than OPEC country produces, all other OPEC countries except Saudi Arabia. And this is where we come to the end of our morning news package. But once again, we would like to remind you of the headlines. Public Works Corporation faces restructuring. Former St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister threatens legal action for Facebook comments. And a mother and baby from the UK among victims in German Wing's devastating plane crash. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and First Domestic. I am Angelo Allen.